Nehemiah from the words of the Rosh Hashiva. The Gedolei HaDor have always been the ones to help us to interpret situations in general and in particular. We are mechanchim who are being madrich children in our own classrooms and people in our own communities certainly need the guidance of the Roei HaDor to be able to help us to do the mission that we have. In this week's Seder, Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midyan Chosin Moshe Es Asher Asel Ash Elokim Lemoshe Yisrael Amo Ki Hotzi Hashem Es Yisrael Min Mitzrayim. So Rashi says on the Parsha, Vayishma Yisrael Mashmur Shama. What did he hear? And Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchamis Amalek. The Sifsei Chachamim says, as well as other Meforshim, Mipnei Ma Nis'or Lava. When it says that he heard, what was it that inspired him to come? What did Yisro see beneath the headline, so to speak? What did he say? A situation happened, the Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchamis Amalek. What was it that Yisro identified that caused him to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We turn to the Gedolei HaDor to give us this direction. It is indeed our great covet to us that Rav Weinberg, the Rishiv of Nei Yisrael, is here today to be able to speak to us on the teaching of the Yad Hashem within the context of current events. The fact is that it is Rav Weinberg who is the machanech par excellence, who is the one who has been madrich so many of us, to be able to touch the lives of so many people. Rav Weinberg is always available for us to be able to call him, to be able to take counsel with him. And today, we thank Rav Weinberg for taking some time out of a very busy schedule to be with us today.
The Yad Hashem current event, or through current event, probably about the same. I would like to suggest that that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to use teaching the Yad Hashem to achieve an even greater goal. The yesod that it is absolutely essential, the absolute need for our children to learn, our Talmidim and Talmidas, to accept and to absorb and to live with, is Ata B'chaton. Kola Terekula. Whatever it is that you hope to achieve, whatever it is that it is Shayach to be Machanech and Yiddish and Neshama into, must begin and be built upon the Yad B'chatana. That's the fundamental yesod. The Yad B'chatana, that expresses itself v'nosan lanu v'steirosei. It's a halacha psuka from the Gemara through the Rambam to Shulchan Aruch, a halacha psuka that when we teach our children Torah, when you teach children Torah, you have to start. The halacha is mishiyaskil adaber. As soon as they're able to speak, you teach them Torah. As soon as they're able to speak, they're able to talk, but not to understand. And if you teach a child Torah when he doesn't understand, he can only talk, then you can only teach him Torah shebiksav. Because Torah shebiksav psukim is Torah, whether he understands it, whether he doesn't understand it, it's a fact of Torah, whereas Torah Shebal Peh, which is Perush HaTorah, is only Torah if he understands it. And therefore, a child, before the child understands, has to be taught only Torah Shebiksav. You teach him Psukim Psukim. Except the Chazal Paskin, that there are two Psukim that you teach first. After that, any pasuk, that doesn't matter which pasuk, whatever pasuk you like. But there are two pasukim with which you have to begin. And strangely enough, obviously, we all know for sure that the one of them is going to be Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what the mid yisayda of the whole mitzius of Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we are born with it, and we die with it, Yisrael, and b'cholei simcha, b'cholei tzora, by Shas Kiddush Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, the motto, one to say, of Klal Yisrael. But strangely enough, that's not the first pasuk that you're mechuyev to teach a child. That's the second pasuk. The second pasuk that we're mechuyev to teach a child, mishyaskil ledaber, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The first pasuk is Teira Tziva Lanu Moshe Meirosh Tehilas Yaakov. More fundamental than Shema Yisrael, because there is no Shema Yisrael until there is an Yisrael. There is no Hashem Echad until there's a Teva that He gave us. If you want to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you've got to begin with Teira Tziva Lanu Moshe Ameirosh Tehilas Yaakov. This is the Yatav B'chatan. Without the Yatav B'chatanu, nothing else exists. Because if there isn't something unique and special and different about being a Ben Yisrael or a Bas Yisrael, then there is no way that anybody will pay the price that is needed to be a Yid. If one could be exactly the same and reach the same Elam Haba and the same Shleimus, the same perfection of Midas, the same doing of justice and compassion, the same sense of responsibility and consideration, even if one is not a Yid, then there's no purpose in being a Yid. The price is too high. We're a Yid because there is no way to achieve any of these things without being a Yid. There is no way to become korif to kaviyachu to ribeinu shel olam on the highest level, on the true, absolute level, except by being a Yisrael. There is no way to carry out mitzvahs, to perfect the Tzelem Elokim, except by being a Yid and keeping his Torah. Therefore, Teira Tziva Lanu Moshe Meirosh Tehilas Yaakov is the first and the most essential and the most absolute davar that we have to give over. Without that, there is nothing. It's a particularly difficult davar in the United States and our democracy to say, Ata Bechatono, chosen people. It's a very, very unacceptable approach. Everybody is equal, Abidava. No, it's Ata Bachatan. We're a chosen people. We have to understand that. There is a bris that Kaviyochel was Kedes with us and with no one else. And with this bris is what distinguishes and makes the Yid chosen and separate and different and unique. And Emes is Emes and higher than anybody else. But if this is so, it must express itself by the Yad Hashem in history. We can only understand the Yato Bechatanu, we can only understand the chosenness of Klal Yisrael, if we understand that history is being directed by the Ribeinu Shel Olam. Because if it's haphazard, then the Zam Yisrael that is Nivchad, that is the Yam HaMiyuchad, is subject to such suffering, to such oppression, to such degradation, to such constant, unceasing repression, to such rejection. This is fate, and we're fate to him. Then it's not shayach that this is an atot bechaton. It's only by recognizing that all these dvorim are with a purpose, that Kaviyochel leads us and leads the Yam and leads all of history towards his ultimate goal. And that all of these seeming sufferings and all of these seeming degradations have as their inevitable consequence that it leads inexorably, without any way of being dropped or stopped. It leads inevitably and necessarily to that Yemei HaMashiach, when all the world will know and understand the Yato Bechaton, and when all the world will know and understand the Yadus Hashem, and see how all these Moros, all these events, all these histories that took place were all part of a grand, incredible design that had its inevitable consequence in that Gilui Hashchina, which we will see in those days. And therefore, the Ata Bechatonu is built upon the fact that all of history is the Yad Hashem expressing itself, and that all events are being led and guided by a Habashgiach who rules over and directs all of his universe. But more, if there is an Ata Bechatonu, who gave us, to whom we got the Torah, we have to understand what the implications are, and the children, and the Talmidim, and the Talmidos, and we have to have some hakol in the consequences and implications of an Ata Bechatonu. We learn a Mishnah. We may not necessarily understand the full implication and import of what the Mishnah is teaching us. Asara deres, the Mishnah says, Vamodam teneach, Hochu v'yichisu lefonav, Adjubaneach menot al schab kula. 10 deres kaviyochel, patiently waited for the yumeis, for the people to be mekabel v'yemes, and they didn't, and they lost it. That was it, they were gone. All of mankind, all of humanity is now centered through Neach. It is Neach who is now the center of the Sheichus, of the Bria, of the universe, the creation with its creator. It's all through Neach. Asar ha-deris mi Neach v'adar Avram Avin. Another 10 deres, and a chisul of fun. Kaviyachal waits, Kaviyachal patiently. Who is going to accept the burden of being the one through whom the Hashgach and the Ribbono Shel Olam will be able to express itself in the Bria? And they all reject. At Shabbat Avram v'not Oschab Kulam, from that moment on, only Avram and Bonav are the ones through whom the Yemes of the Ribbono Shel Olam and his rulership and his Hashgacha is made manifest to mankind. It's not the Pshat. Ata Bechatonu for us. Ata Bechatonu means that the Sheiches, the relationship, the expression of Hashgachas Hashem, of his Malchus, of his Yichud, of his truth, can only come through mankind, through Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the vehicle by which the Hashgacha and the Shechina expresses itself in the whole Bria. There can be no way through which a human being can reach out and know and be makil the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no way through which any human being can be a nohev mishpat, can be compassionate, can be just, can be good, can be caring, except through a shaychus with Yidden. Where there is no shaychus with Yidden, the people are barbaric slaughterers without any sense of compassion or justice or truth or good. None. Only where Klal Yisrael has been and where there has been some connection or some relationship with it, is it shayach to find a country or a people who recognize and know that there is such a thing as good, and there is such a thing as evil, that there is such a thing as right, and there is such a thing as wrong. Only through Klal Yisrael, because the whole shayachus that the Yodam now retains to his Tzelem Elokim, to his potential of relating to his Bere, is only through the Hisgalus that comes from Kaviyahu through Klal Yisrael. And therefore the world today only knows of the truth of the Ribbono Shel Olam through the events that involve Klal Yisrael, that involve Yisrael. There's no other way. And Mimela, the Yad Hashem that shows itself in current events as in all of history, shows itself only through that which affects and deals with Klal Yisrael. And if a Vietnam, and the Vietnam takes place, and this was many, many years ago, and somebody asked the Kasha, how can you say that? What has Vietnam got to do with Klal Yisrael? The answer then was, and it's still today, this doesn't mean that we have to be able to identify. Whether we can identify it or whether we can't identify it, we have to know that it's a fact. We'll soon explain this. With Vietnam, it was obvious. The whole Maisa with Vietnam had only one result, and that was how America would react to wars against Eretz Yisrael. That was the only dove that came out of it. Nothing else came out of it. It determined whether they would accept challenges, wouldn't accept challenges, how would they react, whether they'd spend money, send soldiers, not send soldiers. That began to dove. And it remained that until Nacham Molik came to Eretz Yisrael was being affected by Arabs, and now we lose the Vietnam syndrome. All of history expresses itself only in relation to the Hashgoche and its Shaychus to Klal Yisrael. That's the Yad HaBechaton, that's the Teva that we have, and that is Mashpia and Kol Olam Kulei only through Yisrael. And therefore, only through Yisrael does this Hashgoche express itself. That Yisrael. Now, an event happened 2,500 years ago, approximately. Chuben Bayis Rishen. Chuben Bayis Rishen changed the entire Mitzius, the entire form of existence of the whole world, of the whole universe. Because until Chuben Bayis Rishen, during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Hashgacha was begolui. There were no questions, why did this suffering come? It was clear, you did this Aveira, this is the consequence. You did this Mitzvah, this is the consequence. Let's be going. The Yad Hashem and the Hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam was seen for all to know and identify immediately. There was, you did Mitzvahs, immediately there's Cha, you did Aveiras, immediately Rachman al Mitzvah, there's the end. The Yad Hashem is clear, there's no shaylus, no pikukim, no identifications, no need for anybody to sit and analyze, it's direct. Kaviyochel's Hashgoche is bigolui. Panim geduye. In second Ba'is, there is no Shechina. It's Hester Pani. Nei Hashem, attorney. The Gili Panim is gone. It's Hester Panim from now on. Hester Panim means that we take a look at the events and the history and all that occurs, and we can say, Mikra. We can persuade ourselves it was the might of the army. It was the superiority of their tanks. It was fate. It was accident. It was luck. Was this, was that, because we don't see clearly the Yad Hashem expressing itself. We talk ourselves into anything. That's Hester Panim. Hester Panim means that henceforth, to see the Yad Hashem requires Aveda. And we would not have that Kayach. We wouldn't have that Kayach. We have that Kayach from a Yontif. There was a Yontif of Klal Yisrael that gave us the Kayach to see the Yad Hashem in Hester Panim. That Yontif is Purim. The whole vault of Purim is that they saw the Maisa of Haman as the Yad Hashem. that they didn't see it as the events of history, the politics of empire, the anger of an individual. They didn't see it as that. They saw it as the Hashgoche. And because they saw it as the Hashgoche, and they reacted and dealt with it as the Hashgoche, from that came the Yeshua. From that came to see. And that's why the Shem Hashem isn't mentioned. Because the whole world is to see the Shem, to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, and events that seem to be so natural, that seem to be a series of accidents, a series of fate. And Yidden reacted and saw, no, this is the Yad Hashem. This is the Hashgacha working. And because they saw that, is they saw the refuah that had been made before the Makkah. And they were ma'erel and brought out into lemais, into bepeil. They realized that refuah which had been brought there, settled there, before the Makkah. I can't tell. If you see events, this is no coincidence. You're a Malka for what? Go into the Melech. Be Meisel Nefesh. When a Klal Yisrael says there is no Mikkah, when a Klal Yisrael says, we may not know the particular dvorim that brought it about, but we do know that this is the Hashgacha, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that therefore it is in response to our maisim. It is because of the way we have lived and the way we have acted. It's because of us that the Tzorah came. Because it's not just an event, it's a Hashgacha. The Yad Hashem is expressing itself. And if the Yad Hashem, if he sent us a Haman, it's because we have to change. We have to dahel, that we have to make a difference in our lives. And they became Balei Tshuva and accepted Takya, the Gadlus of Gedele HaTera, which we now know through Ruach Kotshem of our Chachomim is what this was all about. They start off with a rejecting the guidance of a Mordechai. And then they come to Shrek Lechetzore. They wind up with accepting the guidance of a Mordechai. And there they come to a Geula, to a Simcha, a Neira. So we see this now. They didn't know it then. But the minute they recognize, the minute they recognized and understood that this is Yad Hashem, that this is the Hashgoche, they already had the refuah. The rest is only how to carry it out, how to do it. Oh, but the Yesed of Gula, the Yesed of Simchas Purim, the Yesed of the Ness of Purim is to be makir that this is Yad Hashem. This is what the whole Ness is. This is what the whole Shaila, the whole Nisoyan of Purim is about. And with that, they were Keveya and Tanishmas Yisrael forever. That's why it's a Yontif of Purim. They were Keveya and Nishmas Yisrael. This ability, this Keach HaNefesh that built into the actual character, into the form of our Nishome, to see that there is no Mikra, to see the Yad Hashem and everything that happened. From Purim, we have that Keah. They were Keveyad into us. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mechadesh on every Purim, that school of that Keah, from which we can be Shayev, we can draw and derive this Havon and this Keah, with which to see that everything is Yad Hashem, literally. There are no accidents. And to see this deepest of all the lessons of all, that to know Yad Hashem does not mean to be able necessarily to identify the specific. It doesn't mean to be able to say, we did this, therefore this. But to know this, it isn't an accident. The Ribbono Shel Olam is bringing it about. And if he's bringing about, it's because it's responding to us. He feels developed according to Maisa Yisroel, according to the actions and thoughts and way of life of Yisroel, nothing else. And therefore, whatever the event is, we know with an absolute clarity that it is a derivation of the way we are, and that it demands of us a response. It demands of us that we make a change, that it make a difference, that we do not remain the same and go on the same, because the way we've been has brought about this event, this tzara. It is because the Hashgacha is bringing it, and the Hashgacha is bringing it only because of Maise Yisrael. The Hashgacha responds only to the Maisim of Klal Yisrael. And therefore we know with a certainty, like those hidden in Purim, those hidden in Shushan and all over the world, that knew definitely. I don't know what the Avera was, but this I know, that we have to change and we have to respond, because otherwise there couldn't be a Haman. That they knew. And because they knew that, and because they understood that, we had such a Yeshua, such a Yantav, a Ner of a Simcha, such a change, Devanahapechu, Asher Yishtu HaYehudim Heba B'Seineha. The whole world turned upside down, because they knew this one Yisrael, nothing else. They needed nothing else, just to be makir and to recognize this one Yisrael. Therefore we don't have to say and identify the particular Dava. We can say this: if it happens, it's because of us. It can't be anything else. Everything that occurs in the world reflects the way we Yidden are living, the way we Nehav, how we're responding, what we're carrying out. There is no other source of events in the world. And therefore, whenever there is a tzara of any kind, for us or for mankind, we know that it is for us to be misaki, that it depends on us. We've got to respond. We've got to make a difference, to change, to find some dava by which we can come back to a Ribbono Shel Olam and be meirer again his rachamim. And you have to understand, the refua kedem hamaka of Purim was not a maisa of Purim. It's a yesod of the hashgacha. From Purim we learn that this is the way the hashgacha deals with us. And every tzora, rachmana litzlan, every tzora has a refua prepared before the maka. Every tzora. Every tzora. There has been no tzora, Rachmana Litzlan, in which the refua was not prepared and ready before the makkah. And it's only if we were meirer, the refua comes out and is gushing and is realized that if Rachmana Litzlan we don't respond properly, the refua is lost, just as if the Yidden, if Mordechai hadn't done what he had to do, if Esther was not a bailas mesiras nefesh, if the Yidden were in nichnas, in tainis, in tzaim and in tefillah, the refua that had been prepared for the makkah of Haman, rachmana litzlan, would never have come forth. The refua was there, it was ready, but it needed their mesiras nefesh to be brought forth. Without their Mesiras Nefesh, it would have been lost. That refuah that was there, it was ready, it was prepared. The Ribbono Shel Olam just said, respond, and you can have it. This is not Purim. This is the Hashgacha. This is the Derech. From there we learn how it always is. And we know from there, always, that when there is an Eis Tzora, that Eis Tzora has a refuah prepared. If we through our maisim, through our tefillas, through our response, through our acceptance, if we bring it forth, that refu is already prepared. Always. Always. And whenever Rachmana Litzlan, the refu wasn't felt, and the makkah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam came through, was because we did not make use of that refuah which the Hashgacha made ready for us. This was true then, it was true through all the wars and all the pogroms and all the suffering of our century. And it is also true today. It is true now. There's a refuah ready if we respond. The Ribbono Shel Olam prepares the refuah before the tzara. If we respond. How do we respond? The first response, again we see it from Purim, is to know with certainty, with clarity, with an absolute acceptance, to know that this isn't an accident in faith, that this is Yad Hashem expressing itself. That's the beginning of the response. All the rest is a tzitzoy. All the rest is consequence. The yisod of it is the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us something. And that something is about ourselves. That something is that we need to change, to do something, to accomplish something. That's what we're being told. This is already the Mahalach of the Refuah. If there is this, if we can teach Klal Yisrael, if we can teach our Kindalach, this Yisod, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam working. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is working this because of us. We can change it. We make the difference because everything is from the Rata B'chatonu, everything is the Gilui Shechina through Klal Yisrael. It is through Klal Yisrael that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes himself manifest. And therefore it is for us and what we're doing and how we're doing it that this is occurring. This is already the Mahalach out of which inevitably, if we believe this and know this and are makabel this b'libeinu, if we accept it as the reality of all existence, we already have three quarters of the refuah done. We're going to daven differently. We're going to be zahir and mitzvahs differently. We're going to find our achayus to our other Bnei Yisrael very differently. We're going to be mekabel a different kavod reish. We're going to be mekabel a different style of living. We're not going to be satisfied with indulgence. And with these, we're going to find ways and make every day a little bit more meaningful, a little bit more of an aveda, a little bit more of a nuftui, not a living through, but a doing through. Inevitably, we will do that. We wouldn't be able to escape doing that. The moment we're malgish with emes and with truth and a mikabel b'seich libeinu, the reality that this is the Yad Hashem speaking to us and telling us that we have to make a difference immediately. Immediately. We're going to have to be different. We will be different. We would be different. We would find all kinds of vectors and all kinds of ways by which to change, by which to make ourselves more serious, by which to make ourselves more real in mitzvahs, in davening, and learning Torah, and teaching Torah, and giving over. We made that a dova that we constantly have to give is this conviction. This conviction, and devote this conviction, certainty, clarity, that whatever happens, whenever it happens, it's the Yad Hashem responding to Klal Yisrael. Not enough to say it's Yad Hashem. It is necessary that it be Yad Hashem the Hashgacha, responding specifically to his Am, to his Am through whom he makes himself manifest and known to all mankind. You have to know that. There is no other way. Maybe this is the yesod of our chinuch in this area of Rabbi Say, it's the yesod of chinuch, period. That's what Yiddish chinuch is about. Yiddish chinuch is that the Yad Hashem is expressing itself always in everything and according to the shaychus of the Shechinah to Klal Yisrael. That's what it's all about. Always. Every time, without exception. This is what the rest is built on. From that comes Teirah Mitzvahs. From that comes the Havonah and all the different Hashkofes. From that comes whatever it is that we want to be mechanech our young people to. But this is the basis upon which the Teirah Tziva Lanu Meisha Meirasha Kehilas Yaakeh, out of which comes a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Unzos Hashem Echot, He's ours. Hashem Elokeinu, He's ours. Our Mashgiach, the whole Hashgacha is for us. And out of that comes Hashem Echot, the HaKor of Hashem Echot comes out of our Hashem being Elokeinu, our Eloka, our Mashgiach, our fear, the fear of Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Davki Yisrael. Shema, Modern double Shema. Not easy. Hearing is not enough. Yesterday, Sedra, there's a Shema, and today, Sedra, there's a Shema. Gewalt, the chilik between the two Shema. Vayishmu namin vayilgozu. They heard that Mitzrayim was destroyed. Vayilgozu, they are angry. A Ribbono Shel Olam shows his Hashgacha, shows his truth for all to see, shows the Yichud of Yisrael, and the reaction, they hear it, so how do they react? Do they react? Gewalt, we have to see if we can get too close to this Ribbono Shel Olam. Gewalt, how are we going to behave in this Ribbono Shel Olam? Gewalt, how are we going to be close to this Am, which he is choosing for his own? No, they react. Yirgozum. They're no more. Oh, no, they're angry. They're upset with that Ribbono Shel Olam. They know him. They see him. Kriyas Yamsuf they saw. They saw what a Kriyas Yamsuf did. The Nisim, the Niflois. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. And what did they see in it? They saw in it the anger at the Ribbono Shel Olam who used it to destroy the Mitzri. They take the Nisei Hashem, the Meredike, his Galus Shemayim. And instead of using it with which to be misaking themselves, they use it with which to bury themselves even more deeply in their tumah. Vayishma Yisrael, vayovay. Yisrael heard. Yisrael heard, and he came. You hear the difference. Hearing isn't enough. You have to react. They heard, and they heard. They heard a Kriyas Yamsuf, and Yisrael heard a Kriyas Yamsuf. They heard a Kriyas Yamsuf is Yilgozu. He heard a Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayavai. Look at the Nafkimina. They also saw the Yad Hashem, so reject. He saw the Yad Hashem and he came. That's the Nafkimina. But even in Yisrael, look at Chazal. Amkus Chazal, Omei Gomek Biyimtzenu. Mashmu Hashemah Uba. What did he hear? What do you mean, what did he hear? He heard that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashgiach. All of it is the Charaya. All of it is of the Yad Hashem. All of it is the Ribbono Shel Olam directing his world for the sake of his Am. Now he had to be impressed. It's not enough for him to hear. Mashu Hashem, I know Yisrael is Nachnita. That's not enough for a Yisrael. That's not enough for a Yisrei to see Yad Hashem. He has to have specifics. He has to be directed. Mashmu Hashama. Mashmu Hashama. What do you need more? As long as they heard any of this. Yad Hashem. Why don't you understand? I mean, mainly you have to come. Now he has to be impressed. Mida can, oh, he saw Mida connected, Mida. Ah, now he's sure. When he saw Mida connected, Mida. Ashazodu Aleha. Oh, Mida connected. It is a taka Yarashem. It is taka Hashgoch. A Krius Yamsun, not enough. Nishim and a fly, it's not enough. Mida connected, Mida, Ashazodu Aleha. Oh, now even he's convinced. This is not what we have to teach. By us, it's enough, the Yad Hashem. We don't have to identify the specific Shmua. A Yisrael needs yet Yen Shmua. Nach the Keimer. Nach the Yavir Averizore left that the residue in him. He needed to identify. Basha Zodu Aleha. Imele, he can respond. We have to, with the conviction and the realization of the Metzius of Yad Hashem, that is all we need. We don't need the particular one. The fact that it is the Ribbono Shel Olam was filled, and that our filled through our Maisim, that's all we need. We don't need a Mashmua Shama. We need just the fact of a Maisim. And we may live with this Taka, is but we respond, we have to respond. Come back at Tachas, come for Yashchina, come to make Shinuyim b'chayenu v'lemenu in our Mahalochei HaMeach. And from this Taka, that refuah that is ready and prepared will be zechet to receive B'ez Hashem in the Geula Dakara, will be Ashenepach me'afelo v'yeiro mishibud l'Geula. We should see that the Mahapechu, Asher Yishlitu HaYehudim Heima B'Seineihem. We should see the Shem Hashem Tak and His Gala, and the Jabila Klal Yisrael Eiro V'Simcha B'Mehera. Amen.
The Rosh Hashiva has consented to take some questions from the floor, of anyone who wants to ask questions on comments that he said or other related issues.
Why does the Chazal look for a head, for example, by Achashverosh, as soon as Achashverosh? The Chazal are looking for a reason. According to this drasha, we don't have to look for a reason. Then as soon as Achashverosh, they say.
They don't have to look for a reason at all. They don't have to look for it. Not an idea. But tell me, if you find the reason, will it also help you understand a little more clearly how to deal with it? I'll give you an example. We paskin, the Rambam says, that we should darshan taimim l'mitzvahs. Chas v'sholem. We're not darshaning taimim l'mitzvahs, meaning reasons that Kaviyochel gave a mitzvah. Tzayach for an odom, for a bus of a dam, to understand the reason, the motives, Kaviyochel of the melech, malchei amlochim, as to why he gives a mitzvah. But we want to understand the implications of a mitzvah. Why? If we understand the implications of a mitzvah, we understand the hashkofe of how to add. Add to it, how to go with Mishmas Adin, how to shtaleth the chasidus of it. We have an enormous amount of teaching that comes to us that expands our havan in it. We keep the mitzvah without any time. We keep the mitzvah, kachkoza, kaviyachol. You don't need anything else. The Ben Yisrael said, keep Shabbos, finish. But if you understand that Shabbos is Menucha, and you understand that Menucha is a positive Dava, it's not doing work. It is achieving Menucha. Ma'ay Olam Chosar Menucha. You're not Chosar of negative. I mean, mainly you know that it isn't enough not to do Melach on Shabbos. It's necessary to use the Kedusha of Shabbos, to use it as a force with which to be Nisale and Niskadesh and to be Makir Hechakai, that your whole Shabbos is a different Shabbos. Okay. Why do we keep the dinim of Shabbos? Because Gazera Kaviyakal said it's finished. The same over there. The Yisad is Yad Hashem. And that's what they responded to. Chazal Beruach Kachem went more deeply. What it was, so that we can see from there to learn the Darkei HaAveda better. Yeah.
Rav's approach to Tshoros is at all similar to when he says, why was there Sheba in the tribe? Because Hashem was Saber, Litzok, or Tfilah. So because they didn't have any Tfilah, so Hashem brings sorrows, so that the Israel should appreciate Hashem. So any association was in a different nutritional opinion.
No. Maybe he's just pointing out some of the volume of the things that if we're aware of, we can anticipate, instead of waiting for the Tzorah Rachman of Islam to come, and then being the Tzorah to Tfil and Shuvah, being the Tzorah to Tfil and Shuvah in advance, and it's after coming. It's a beautiful answer, maybe giving us a Mahalach that would be an Avad if we would have, they wouldn't have to come to this. That if we'd have been the Tzorah, we take ourselves, and not only we take ourselves, the emissaries. We'd have been the Sarah by the way the Hashem was feeling. We didn't have to wait till it came to this far. It was clearly the Hashgacha was leading to this. The Rambo, Nicole, it was leading up to this. I don't know if to Iraq or to Dub. Oh, but it was Bogo that something of this thought was coming about. Even Pasha, one could see it. And Mimele, if we'd have anticipated it and would have responded in advance, what can get up to come and sit it soon? What does we get up to can scud miss? That's what he's saying there, Chai. No way different from the point we make. Yeah.
How can we relate to our students the concept of Yad Hashem being that they are Americanized, they're very unfortunately a lot of them are you know have a lot of materialistic things and it's just very hard for a marshal, a sixth grader who has everything to really understand besides just a lecture, you know, to really get him inspired to see the Yad Hashem. How can we relate that?
The Kosha Shalta. But let me tell you a pasuk in Chumash. 2 weeks ago, Parshas Bo'i, the pasuk says, "Uleman tesaper biyotznei bincha uben bincha." What does the table want? Biyotznei, in order that you should tell it into the ears. Where then would you tell it? If you tell into the ears. What else do you tell? If I say, tell it to your son, you don't know that you're speaking to their ear. What does the Torah want? Biyosle bincha. What does Sapa, le bincha, uben bincha? What's biyosle? Then the Torah is teaching us a davar to answer your kasha. Mama. You think the Torah says that you have to speak to them, to the minds, to the heart. You don't have to speak to the mind, to the heart. Speak to the ear. I mean, Mela, the mind and the heart will sooner or later be affected. Don't say, what's the point, what's the use of telling them this? They can't respond to it. They can't understand it. They can't know what it means. Don't say that. Because they've been, just put it into the ear, and already that's, you've already got it. It'll go, and it'll do, and it'll enter, and it'll make a difference. It may take longer, it may take shorter. But the Sapir B'yazai Bincha, V'yadaitim, you will know together with them. Ki'ani Hashem. That's a Pasik. And the Sikla, the Pasik is telling you that just telling makes a difference. We make a mistake when we think that we have to capture them. We don't have to capture them. After you tell if you can, a father, terrific. A father, you should. But telling is itself a nuft that is going to make a difference, just to tell. From this way, we do want to go beyond the Avada. We do want them to understand. Is starting with the Yata Bechatan, is the way you're going to do it. That's why I started this. You have to start with Mitzrayim was for Yidden. The Torah was for Yidden. The history is for Yidden. All of mankind is around Yidden. You have a United Nations, what, 50% of everything that they talk about and do is about one little country there, Yidden. All the events, there is a great big alliance with millions of people involved. And whom are you all talking about? Israel. These are plain Pashat facts. The Yata B'chatan, Mimela, the rest, they'll see themselves. This is the breakthrough. We're reluctant, but you should know that this is what it's all about. The Yata B'chatan is what it's all about. They must know that Klal Yisrael is the Yam HaNifchar. All of history shows it, and all of history gives it. Once they know that, the rest will see much more easily. You'll be able to convince them the rest clearly.
Yeah. All events in history are related to expressing the Hashgacha. To down to what level, to how small a level does this extend? And if so, what does this all say about with to Bechira?
I think a little bit too difficult to deal with in this context. But the gross events. The emes is that to answer what you just asked needs to be masbir, what many people think are different opinions in our Rishayim and Chas V'Shalom, they're not. You know, they talk, especially if you stand from Hasidim, you know that Hashgacha Pratiyus goes on every leaf, where it falls and how it falls and how it's misaved in the wind. There's no pitzel, there's no atom, no electron that isn't the Hashgacha Hashem. On the other hand, to take a chinuch, the Hashgacha is only for the Am as a whole, for individuals, there's no Hashgacha. And then the Hashgacha is only for tzaddikim. For ordinary people, it doesn't go. It seems to be different opinions. The dog and Chas V'Shalom, they're all masked to the same. Everybody knows that there isn't an electron movement that isn't the Yad Hashem. Everybody knows that every leaf of grass has a malach that comes and says to him, grow. That's the pshat that Hashgachi goes on every event, no matter how minute. But there obviously are different forms of Hashgacha. The Hashgacha that are formed on because of a din. The Hashgacha that are formed because I need this for that. There are different forms of Hashgacha. Hashgacha on the daimeng, the Hashgacha on the physical world is only for the sake of the other. It isn't the response to what it did or didn't do. Merely there are different forms of Hashgacha. That's in the Charein game. How the different forms of Hashgacha express themselves, which is clearly not in this context of our coming together today. Other than that, the direct Yad Hashem is in the gross, the large events. The others have a different sugan role together.
The Bechira.
The Bechira is in the minute ones.
Are there any specific suggestions we can make to our pupils and perhaps to our colleagues as to avoid the business as usual hanhaga in these dangerous moments as the siman of achdus to the good brethren in Eretz Yisrael? For example, should we go ahead with weddings and shabbat brachas with the same intensity as before, or should we make some change just to demonstrate that these are not normal times, that we should do something to show that times
I don't know. I mean, if you're asking what I feel and think about mitzvahs, I would make much simpler. But weddings is not stam advarim. Weddings is it's mechavev. The ish al baila and ish alishtei. Chazal ameid that it makes a chilik to their home. Life together. The simcha and the intensity of the simcha, not necessarily the elaborateness, that's what we get done without. But the simcha, the dancing and the caring and the knowing that people are responding to your simcha, it makes the whole life together, a different life together. It made Chazal. And Mimela over there, Chas v'Shalom, this is not the Messias of Klal Yisrael. Build our mishpachas to build the Klal Yisrael and to do whatever is needed to bring it. A bar mitzvah. Make Zion perhaps a little less, more subdued. These dvorim, they're not chinami to show that it is a zman of kevod reish. A bar chasana, a chasana daf zayin b'mayim. But again, the elaborateness, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking the simcha. The elaborateness is not a necessary part of simcha. I don't want to sound as though I am advocating making very fancy weddings. Fancy weddings and simcha dikkat weddings are two separate books. Fancy. Well, some given a good tzach. It should be not just bisman sora, but in general. It probably would be good for Klal Yisrael to subdue a little bit, but not this intensity of simcha. Yeah.
Explain that when you say after the first time that everything evolved around Am Yisrael, say the 1.6 billion Chinese, you know, with the standard deviation, they're not even sure, it's plus or minus 500 million people. They have absolutely nothing to do with being in the plus, even though there are other far regions of the world that they don't know about. How do you explain that? Because China, this number is so impressive. Someone asks you, well, you know, what about all those people?
Well, the major part that they're going to play is because of these impressive numbers, they are a permanent member of the Security Council, for which they have no other reason to be. And as a permanent member of the Security Council, they play, unfortunately, a heavy role in what happens to Yisrael. But this happens to be true. It might have been some other way. You have in the Rambam a description of a need for a whole Chinese nation because it affects certain small little aspects of Klal Yisrael. But I'm going to ask you and answer it this is the typical of Klal Yisrael. You answer questions by asking a question. I'm going to ask you another question. Instead of asking you to, let me tell you how I've been asked. And I am sure that everybody sitting here has been asked this question the way I've been asked. Come on. You believe that that great big universe out there, millions and billions of stars, each one of which is bigger than your whole sun, and the whole sun is bigger than that whole earth, and you're just a little bit of a nothing on the surface of this big earth. So that whole big universe of which your earth isn't even a drop in the bucket. Not even a drop in the ocean. And you are to this earth a nothing with a nothing. So you're coming and you're going to tell me that this whole great big creation is for you. For man. That's a reasonable question, isn't it? Ah, can you talk like that? No. Because you could ask him, you know, there's a great big empire building over there. You're not even an ant in relation to that empire state building. Nothing, really. It outweighs you, what, 10 million to one for sure. Who built it? The ant built that great big edifice over there. This little ant made it. But those great big suns out there, how do you know about them? Who told you about them? A human mind. Which is bigger? The human mind that fathomed them and analyzed them and classified them and described them, or the mindless surroundings that go around? Which is which? The bigness is because in their bigness and in this mighty universe, a man is affected. You need all these things, Hashamayim Misaprim Kveit Kael. For Hashamayim Misaprim Kveit Kael, you have a whole great big universe. So that man should figure it out and understand from it what the pshat is of a Bria. You have a couple of billion Chinese over there whose whole function is to have all kinds of problems and volume out of which the condition of man will be recognized, and out of which you can learn what it is to be a person of justice and compassionate to the other. Look what happens when you have people, billions of people, without a Torah, how they live with each other, destroy each other, and kill each other. And they live. And by the way, you know how the Chinese got to be Chinese? Because of Chachmei Kedem. Because of the ones that Avraham Avinu sent Kedma. They learned from Avraham Avinu. From them they developed intelligence. Chachmei Kedem, that the Torah is made, that Shlemei HaMelech was smarter than Chachmei Kedem. Chachmei Kedem trained and directed by an Avraham Avinu. They're a chelek of Adam. They derive from an Avraham Avinu, and they affect what an Avraham Avinu, and the Chachma has affected the world, including Klal Yisrael. The Torah is made with Shlomo HaMelech, that he was such a Chacham that it was more than Chachma of Chachmei Kedem. That's where Chinese come from. They're not also Stam in the Velt, Hashgacha. They affect enormously, and you don't know yet how far. You'll find out yet how far. You'll find out yet how far. When you sum up people, 2 billion people, if they start, if they don't get broken up, Nachmana looks on what they represent, Asakon and Adon. It's in reserve. We better do what we should do so that we don't need it. Yeah.
We in this door at a level where we can see the Yad Hashem, or perhaps we're at a level maybe of a Yisro where we need to see the big show, so to speak, to be fair.
Since the Churban Bayis Rishon is Hester Panim means that it requires special avodah to try to identify. That's why I stress that we need to recognize that it is a fact. It isn't that easy for us to identify specifics, but because we live in a Zman of Hester Panim. But the Zman of Gili Panim knew exactly what was doing what. We need sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam Mezakeh. You can see, not easily, you can see. Especially if you go with the Yisei, that is the Yemes and Kalateri Kula, that every Einish is not a punishment, but a Tikkun. And therefore from the results you can see what was missing before. You know, that's every Ohur in the Torah, every Klol in the Torah, is the Derech by which to be misaking the Pigam that the Avera did. There's no Unshin. The Benisham doesn't punish to hurt you for doing it. But Fakert, his punishment is Kuli Rachamim. His punishment is Kuli Teva. Kuli Chesed. Hashem is a Chod. Kuli Chesed. The Chesed is to be Memale and give you what you destroyed, to give it back. Maybe sometimes when you see what you got back, you have a little bit of an understanding of what was missing. The Drachim that the Torah gives you. Give some hints as to identifying Vori. But Bederech Klal, only the realization that it's Yad Hashem, only do you see it Klal, who is 48. 48 with the Shaila. I'll tell you a Maisa, this is a Chamaisa Nifla. I don't know if you can get the full flavor, I can't describe it properly, if I wish I could. A Maisa Nifla, double that is unbelievable. I was sitting in a doctor's office and I opened the Reader's Digest, and the Reader's Digest has an article, and the article goes like this: given a shekter instead of, I could have asked the doctor to let me take it. He would have given it to me, I'm sure, with pleasure. But I left the article there. I don't know which Reader's Digest it was. The article goes as follows. In years to come, generations to come, when people will read about the Jews after the Holocaust, right, after the Second World War, a broken remnant, shattered in them, and then they read that they came to Israel and that they were attacked by all the Arab nations and they prevailed, that's ridiculous. It can't possibly happen. It's impossible. Therefore, of course, it was Nisim. It was clearly miracles from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no other way to explain it, right? There's no other way to explain it. And therefore, there's no question, he says, that in generations to come, when they tell the story of the birth of the state of Israel, they'll tell it with all kinds of miracles and all kinds of changes in the whole Teva, of nature. But we lived it, we saw that there were no miracles. Correct. We saw that it was all natural. And now we understand the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Generations later, when they thought about it, they said, how could such a thing happen? It had to be miracles. And so they made up all kinds of miracles to explain something that couldn't possibly be explained naturally. Just like the birth of Israel. But we saw that it is a miracle. So it wasn't miracles then either. The man said, there's no way to believe it. There's no way to explain it except with miracles. But there's no miracle. You'll swear there are miracles, but no miracle. It couldn't happen without miracles. No miracle. Do you hear the man? Listen to what he sees. That's the difference of life. He explains that there's no way the human mind could accept such an event except by miracles. And then he said, but we saw there were no miracles. It's miracles happening in his face. And he knows it has to be miracles. And he stands there and denies that it was miracles. It wasn't miracles. It wasn't miracles. 48 wasn't miracles. It wasn't Nisim. 67 wasn't Nisim. 73 wasn't Nisim. If you see the Yad Hashem, you're willing to see the reality of the Nisim. Otherwise, you'll persuade yourself that it's nothing. Vayishmu namim vayilkozu. They see Kriyas. Goni. Gon. Doesn't matter. You see the Yad Hashem. Then you see Bechush. Look at these Nisim. Tach Nisim. The Scud missiles are not Nisim. The Gaim are screaming Nisim. They don't mean it because they don't want to believe in Nisim. It's not Nisim. It's Nisim. If you see Yad Hashem. Yeah.
She was saying that that we're not going to be able to see all these Maisim, I mean, unless we really delve into it and see the Ashkocha. But don't Chazal say that in the time of Mashiach, we're going to be able to see things greater than in the time of Mitzrayim, that we'll be able to see things gluyim, that we won't have to start investigating and seeing Yad Hashem, as Rosh Yeshiva said.
The banish them to help him immediately. Tomorrow we should see Yataka. You know, Hinami, we're looking forward to that. Then it'll be no more Hesper Pani. Isn't that what Chazal is saying? That Baruch Hashem will be Zek to Gili Pani again. To Gili Hashchina. That's the Chavo. Bayami Hashem Echad Ushmei Echad. It'll be Mamish Gili Shchina. Once it's Gili Shchina, Vane, we'll see. Our whole tzor is Nebuch, that we're not zeche to it. We never have to live with Hester Panim. Hester Panim Nebuch is the price we pay. Yeah.
I remember in Yeshiva, Yitzchak Hartner, that Tzadok Brocha said he'd write a history of the Shodi Yad Hashem throughout history. Hmm. Now, the things you said are all Yad Hashem. Man like you should write a history so we can teach
a man
classes.
Like a Yitzchak should have written a history. You're right. That's what you need.
The Hester of Haman is that he wrote it. It was written. You have a Havleh, a after that is all Hesper. Someone should
no, after it's all Hesper. Write it. But it was written by many, it was written. A Breinachinami, a Yiddish history, is still to be written. A history of Jews. We have. But a Jewish history is not written. A Jewish history is to see the Hanhoge, to see how Dover led to Dover, and the story of the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra has not been written, what they do. The story of the Rambam and Rashi and what their purpose is and what their accomplishment was and the Derech in which they changed the whole Matzah of Klal Yisrael has not been written. It's the cigarette. It needs to be written. The Meditav, we should write. Yeah, I think that this one.
We understand that Klal Yisrael is in Sa'a now and it has to react in a certain way in order to not to allow anything to happen. During the time of Purim, there was a Mordechai who was able to basically address the problem for all of Klal Yisrael and how to react. What are we doing now in order to address the different sect of the Klal Yisrael that we have, the yeshiva, regular Bnei Yisrael, people who are in Shomer Mitzvahs, how everybody as a Klal has to react to this, and how do you address that?
I don't have that chaos that Mordechai had. Do you know the beginning of the Geula of Purim? What's the beginning of the Geula of Purim? He went out and he screamed! Gedolo Mora, big and bitter scream! Because it hurt him! It pained him! The Sakon of Klal Yisrael, he had hurt! And it hurt him, and he went out to the street and he gave a bitter and loud scream! He didn't teach, and he didn't say, and he didn't darshan. He went out and he screamed. The only answer I have to you is to scream from pain. I have no defiance.
It's a problem.
We thank the Weinberg and the Shema of Yei Israel for being with us today to help us work on the Hester Panim and be able to guide our students in a proper way in order to be the gala that has to be in the Yom HaShem at the Yisrael Center.